And you check their resume and see what they've done in life. They ain't that soft. They done a bunch of hell. But they don't want it exposed. It's the same trick they're trying to play with Trump. They want to attack Trump, but they can't take return fire. And see, Trump is the kind of guy, you going to come at me, I'm coming back at you. And what did they tell him then? The CNN report the other day, and Trump says, hey, look, CNN is a bunch of junk. They're reporting all kinds of lies. You know the lie they told on Trump? He was with two prostitutes in the hotel room and participating in golden showers with the prostitutes urinating on him. BuzzFeed reported that, and then CNN alluded to it. And Trump stood up in a news briefing and said, see, all these BuzzFeed is garbage, and CNN ain't nothing but a bunch of jokes and clowns. The reporter says, Mr. Trump, since you attacked CNN, say, I'm not talking to you, fella. Mr. Trump, please, you're nothing but, what they call it? Fake news. Call him to his face. Then the guy says, Mr. Trump, that's not appropriate. According to who? If I'm him, I'd have the pedal to the metal with them jokes. I'd tell them anything I want to tell them. I wouldn't care what they thought about it because they're a bunch of clowns. You want to attack me. The whole election cycle, you come against me trying to undermine everything I'm doing. And now you try to tell me the Russians hacked the election. And the reason why millions of people voted for me over Hillary is because the Russians. Are you crazy? They didn't vote for Trump. They voted against Hillary. If they had a better candidate, Trump would have lost. You could have got anybody and Trump would have lost. You just got Joe Biden. As strange as Joe Biden is, and Trump would have lost. But you were set for a matriarchal takeover. Jezebel thought, I'm going to take control of the nation. And the people said, we're not ready for that. The devil flooded in all this sin and perversion and thought he had enough leverage now to use that crowbar and ply the thing open and move in. And the people resisted it because they weren't ready for that. See, if I'm sitting here, I know Trump's resume. I know what Trump said. I know Trump been whoring around and talking about women and all this other stuff. But if I'm going to choose the better of two evils, I'm choosing Trump. If that's what it comes down to. Oh, so you're for Trump. I'm not for Trump. The only thing I walk in is the word of God. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors. And women rule over them. Oh, my people, they that lead you cause you to go into error. That's what God's word says. At that point, I bow the knee to the word of God. It forbids me from having anything to do with placing women in authoritative power over men. I'm not doing it. According to the scriptures, Christian, black Christian. That's right. That's right. Unless you're a hypocrite. You need to stop telling yourself that damn little lie because you're going into a strong delusion. The word of God is the final arbiter of all truth. Period. That's where you got to walk this thing out. But see, what they really hate with Trump is not Trump. They hate the fact that Mike Pence is standing behind him. They see him surrounded by people confessing Christ. They see them talking about cutting off funding to Planned Parenthood. Can't you see that Margaret Sanger years ago designed Planned Parenthood to exterminate blacks? It was a way of doing a stealth genocide on black people. She designed it for that. To the degree that in 2012, there were more black babies aborted than there were born. Abortion has decreased the black population by 30% the way she designed it. It's a way of doing a stealth genocide. This is what I call a new age lynching, abortion, a way of exterminating blacks with blacks cheering you on as you do it to them. I'm talking about real numbers. 18 million black babies been killed since 1973 in this nation, out of a total of 60 million abortions. That means almost a third of the abortions was black kids. We don't make up a third of the population. Genocide. It's Buchenwald, Treblinka, Auschwitz, Dachau, Hitler death camps on the corner downtown next to the hospital in a clinic. That's a gas chamber. Vacuum extraction hoses ripping babies limb from limb. Saline solution injected in to burn the baby alive in the womb. Partial birth abortion, where they suck out the brain after pulling the baby's head out of the mama's womb and suck the brain out to kill the baby. And Obama stood for all of them. And yet you think he's a superhero. You're a deceived clown if you believe that. You need to wake up out of that coma if you claim to be a Christian. If you claim to be a Christian, if you claim to be a Christian and you believe this stuff that they're walking in, you're not a Christian. You're a hypocrite. So what's happening with Trump? He has the veneer at least left in him of some kind of a man. He might be somewhere along the vile affection realm, but I don't think he had a reprobation yet. But at least he got some gonads that will stand up. And what's really frightening them is this, the fact that Putin and Trump both will stand against the New World Order. What does Putin want to do? Destroy ISIS. They don't want them to come together. And why do you think they're trying to cause all this disparity with Russia? Because Trump is saying, when I get in office, I'm going to talk to Putin. And we're going to destroy ISIS together. Oh, no, no. No. Because we want Islam to take over the world. They came into Western Europe. They're trying to take over England, France, all these nations. And Putin is saying, I'm going to stay my hand until the election is over and you're in office, then we'll move together. That's why they kicked out the Russian diplomats out of America. They're moving U.S. troops into Poland. They're trying to stir up a war with Russia, but they done run out of time. This thing is teetering on the edge. War sabers were rattling, but Putin didn't react to them. He wouldn't react. See, man, this thing here is right on the edge. What are we going to see happen? You write this down in the flyleaf of your Bible. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, you better take heed. We're going to see 4 years of pent-up rage because they couldn't do what they wanted to do right now. We're going to be in gathering heavy for 3.5 years. And then when this man goes out of office, that rage is going to be released. And the beast is going to be mad because the church folk held him back. He that holds back will hold back until he's taken out of the way. And then that wicked shall be revealed. And he's going to be mad because he was delayed in what he wanted to do. America has all the oil reserves necessary for this nation to run off of for hundreds of years. Through fracking, through oil reserves. They just found more oil in Texas. Don't even talk about North Dakota and South Dakota. And please don't bring up Alaska. Yeah. We don't need the Middle East for any oil. But they do that on purpose to drive up the price of oil and in order to transfer money into the Sodomite nations and the Islamists. That's a monetary transfer in order to give the Islamic nations money in order to have them powerful enough to stand against Israel, who they hate. We don't need Middle Eastern oil. We don't need it. We're energy self-sufficient in America. Natural gas, tons of it. They want to shut down coal mining. And Trump said, no, man, no. He talked to the coal miners. The coal miners turned out in mass to vote for Trump. Because that's their livelihood, coal. Use clean coal technology to fuel these power plants and stuff. Hydroelectricity. Enough oil, man, to last for generations. Oil should be probably, a gallon of gas should be about 75 cents maybe. the price is driven up because that's money transferring somewhere else. Whenever you see the prices and things spike up, it's not a rise in prices or transference of money somewhere. They're taking more of your money to move it over somewhere else to use it. The healthcare debate is not about healthcare, it's about who's getting paid from the healthcare. Everything down here is about the money. At the root of all evil is what? The love of money. He says money is the root of all evil, the love of it. Everything you see that doesn't make sense, it has to do with monetary transfers that are being made. You got to ingrain that in your mind and your thinking. So we're going to see pent up rage now as Trump comes into office. He comes in this Friday now. And you're going to see news reports and all this fervor. John Lewis comes out the other day. I will not be attending the inauguration because I'm a forgiving man, but I see no way to work with this man. He's a racist. And in fact, the Russians gave the election to Trump and they impugned Hillary's election. So therefore, I can't in good conscience attend the presidential inauguration. I have a history of civil rights. Man, stop trying to ride that legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. down the road for now 40, 50 years when that's over, man. You got little black girls marrying white guys everywhere. Little white guys marrying black girls. Little white black guys marrying white. They could care less about all that junk. You stuck in 1960 in a 2017 world. And black people always tell me, well, you need to respect John Lewis's legacy and what he's done and everything. Hey, man, it's good you went out there and marched with a guy that was trying to do something he thought was right, but it didn't help nobody. Segregation was more beneficial than integration. Yeah. So we had communities, we had our own stores and barbershops and gas stations. All you had to do was pour the money into the economy in those communities. They would have blossomed and grown. But guess what? A rejected soul wanted to be a part of the Roman Empire so bad. We're not going to be able to sleep at night until I can eat a bologna sandwich next to this white man at the lunch counter. That's going to do what? Validate me. So you know what the Democrats did? They used and pimped the civil rights movement to control the black folks and tell them, well, we accept you, patting you on your little head like a little puppy. We accept you, little Ronnie, and don't give you a thing. Obama was in the White House for 8 years. What'd you get? Nothing. It's all game. It's sleight of hand. Now they look at Steve Harvey, Jim Brown, Ray Lewis going to talk to Trump about urban development, urban renewal, getting jobs back into the black community. What can we do, boots on the ground, to get this thing stimulated, to get these black folk back to work, to be productive citizens, not accepting welfare Section 8 and food stamps? We want to be productive. I want to take a vacation twice a year. I want to take my wife on a cruise. I really don't. My wife want to go, but I really don't want to go on a cruise. Factually, I don't really want to go. My wife, she's been bugging me about that for 5 years. I really don't want to go, but she wants to go. I might go one day, but I might need some Dramamine because I get seasick. But I just wanted to put that in there as a disclaimer. What the hell to do with the message? You know, I want to take my wife on a cruise. I want to have a couple of cars in the garage. I want to live in the suburbs and do some gardening. I want to just be a normal, middle-class, everyday Joe. You know what I'm saying? Go to work every morning. Feel good about myself. I can take a vacation. I can take my boys out to Little League. Take them to a Falcon game, a Hawk game here or there. Just walk around and be a regular guy, a man, just to throwing the softball in the front yard with my son, teaching him how to swing a bat, throwing the football around with him. Here I am with my pants down to my knees. Nap knots draped down out of my football helmet, covered in tattoos, earrings on, a nose ring on, walking down the street looking like a monster, the creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm black, but I came from the Black Lagoon. Where are you going to get a young boy to be taught manhood, identity? Why won't John Lewis bring that up? Why don't you address the problems that come from Lil Wayne and Jay-Z and Kanye West and Beyonce and Rihanna and Nicki Minaj and 2 Chainz and Waka Flocka Flame? Future. And all these weirdos and rappers and all this old stink crazy mess that's inundating the black community. Why won't he mention that one time? Why does the president sit there with Beyonce and Jay-Z in the White House validating them to the young people? Why is Hillary on stage with them validating that filth to the young people? You want to talk to me, man? You talk about what's happening in the black community that's undermining the black community and stop trying to blame Trump for what we're doing in the black community to ourselves. Trump didn't kill nobody in the streets of Chicago. Trump's not a blood. Trump's not a Crip. Trump didn't steal your flat screen TV. Trump is not Trina telling your daughter how to be a nasty, stinking dog, filthy, just low-life scum. She's not Nicki Minaj rapping that filth that would make a dog vomit. Trump's not doing that. Why won't you say something about that? Why are these people on the cover of Ebony and Jet magazine? Why are these people featured on the shows and talked to by Ellen DeGeneres? Nicki Minaj sitting on Ellen DeGeneres like she's some kind of a fabulous star and so dignified and virtuous. And you listen to the music and a dog wouldn't say what she's saying. And sits there with impunity on Ellen DeGeneres talking back and forth with a lesbian. Scandal, empire, all this BET filth, all this TV1 filth, all these stinking, filthy movies by Tyler Perry. And everybody just sits there and want to talk about what Trump might do to us. Man, what are you doing to yourself? You're committing suicide and blaming Trump. Trump didn't even give you a gun. Man, don't be led astray by these strong delusions. Trying to place blame on anybody but where it is, self. Stop lying to yourself. And getting mad, they get mad. Man, I get, man, you should see the messages I get. They mad. Boy, they get mad at me. They get fire hot mad, all because I'm not falling prey to a delusion. Well, you must be for Trump. I ain't for nobody. I'm telling you to extract yourself from the world at large and get with Jesus Christ and get an identity from heaven. And stop trying to assess blame, where blame is not on other folks, because God deals with individuals. As you repent and come to him, he's no respecter of person. You come to him straight, he'll come to you straight. And he will take care of you because of your own righteousness and your authenticity and the fact that you're sincere about your repentance. That's the truth. So right now, you're seeing in chapter 2 of Romans, he says, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whosoever you are that judge, for when you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you that judge do the same things. That's the key to judgment. You can't judge when you're doing the same thing. That's why people don't like this gospel. Yeah. Because they see me as judgmental because they're doing it. That's right. You can't judge it because you're doing it. They read out of Matthew chapter 7 saying, judge not lest ye be judged. Did you read the rest of it? First of all, take the little speck out of your own eye so you can see clearly to judge your neighbor. And then you can remove you take the log out of your eye so you can take the speck out of your neighbor's eye, is what it says. So you take the barrier from out of your eye, now you can judge because you can see. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the natural man can judge nothing, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. So that judge not trash is a strong delusion. The devil uses as a barrier. See, these people try to sound so loving. They'll sit there and watch a person die in sin and be damned talking about you judging them. You're a filthy hypocrite. And you don't want the conflict that's involved in telling somebody the truth to save their souls and calling somebody judgmental. I'm trying to help John Lewis, not judging him. You're arrested back in 1960, still in Selma, still down somewhere trying to protest and march around, when all you got to do is get up and lead people into a formative life of thinking forwardly to progress and get things done. That's what's wrong. An IOU in your pocket, you can't let go of. Came against Jeff Sessions, trying to make him a racist. Man, Jeff Sessions had hired all them black folk, put a man away for being a Klansman and committing murder down in Alabama. But see, what's happening really is this. John Lewis is just towing the party line of the Democrats. They put him, they didn't have the guts to say the Russians did this. They put him out there, pimped him as a Negro, put him out on the front line. He's going to be on 60 Minutes tonight to say that stuff. They put him out there, sawed off the limb behind him, and leaving him out there dangling, looking crazy to say this crazy junk they wanted to say it when none of them was going to say it. You don't see none of these white folks talking about the Russians caused Hillary. Now, they'll come up now and say, yeah, John Lewis said, you know, we have to take a look at this since John Lewis has some authority in that he was a civil rights leader. They'll come up behind him because they put him out front. And he'd been pimped again, being used. He believed what they said to set him up, to hang him out to dry. Man, we get used so much that it's almost laughable how we get used. And then folks get mad trying to remember his legacy, especially older people. Well, see, Price, you don't remember the black and white drinking fountains and the black and white restrooms and Jim Crow. And you don't remember Mega Ever. And you don't remember and recall the Dred Scott decision that said from the Supreme Court that a black man was not a human being. See, I remember. See, that's your problem. You still remember. Forgetting those things behind, I'm pressing on toward a mark, a higher calling in Christ Jesus. I can't keep drudging up and dragging up the past to undermine my future. I got to keep moving. You got kids that are young, you're going to keep circling them back to 1950? Cindy's sitting in class right now, and that's the white kids, Oriental kids, Hindu kids, Hispanic kids, all kinds of kids that are proactively going forth to get their degrees and all kinds of proficient educational advances that are going forth. She's sitting there, all kinds of academic progression being made. She's got access to the same knowledge in a college class where she is right now. The professor won't even know your name, let alone your race. He's just looking at papers and grading stuff. Most of the stuff done on the computer by his assistant. He don't even know you. Professors spend most of their time just riding around, goofing off and drinking coffee somewhere. They get these senior advisors and stuff. They let them, I just signed. You got the paperwork for me to sign. I'm going back to the house. You know, here's the syllabus for the day. Teach that, you know. Man, you can just live it up as a professor right now because everything is automated, computerized. All you got to do is get the stuff, regurgitate it back out on that test, make that 90 and get out of there. Everybody's got basically an even playing field. And you still somewhere talking about Selma? You still in Saigon or something? What's wrong with you? Get your mind out of here, man. Take advantage of what is. You watch all these black guys playing football in college. Those guys got access to education no matter what anybody says. Now, if they don't take advantage of it, it's on them. But your football prowess has opened the door. This boy just graduating from Clemson. Deshaun Watson, he's graduating in 3 years. Getting ready to make $20 million in a couple of years in the pros. And you telling them about, well, you know, black, you got to remember where you came from now. Remember where you came from. You got to remember now. You black. Before you a man, you black now. The black folks are limiting the black race. talking about your blackness. See, Price, you must be sorry. You, a Hebrew Israelite right now looking at the screen like, listen to that. Listen to that old brainwashed. You're joking, brainwashed. The white man got his mind. The gospel will set your mind free from the limitations placed on it by anything down here. We're trying to get you to the rarefied air of the heavenlies to be free from this filth down here. So when you hear people talking about judge not, most times that's nothing but a strong delusion trying to defend what they are. Trying to defend something in them that they don't want to have touched. So if you say something about it, they say judge not because they're defending the thing in them they hadn't let go of. You got to know that. The spirit of Antichrist is basically in homosexuals attempting to stop the preaching of the gospel. That's why you see the downgradation in Romans 1 from uncleanness to vile affections, which are homosexuality, and that's the last stop before reprobation. See, at some point, you reach that line in homosexuality where you drop down to reprobation, you can't get saved. And those are the people that now war against the gospel. They hate it. They come against it. They hate Mike Pence standing up there with Trump. They hate Trump talking about school vouchers and prayer in school and think that Mike Pence. See, it ain't Trump, it's Mike Pence. It's the people behind them they're looking at, like evangelical Christians. Too many of them around, you know, people that he's putting in places profess to be Christians. That's going to undermine our agenda, our LGBT agenda, our New World Order. Christians don't fit into the New World Order because they have a kingdom that's not of this world. And see, if we get rid of Trump, then we got Pence going to step into the presidency. Now we can't win. So now they're just, now what they do is they brainwash the people so badly that they can begin to shake the tree and the people begin to drop off like fruit. See, they can make you, because they got your mind under control, what they believe, you'll begin to say it out of your mouth. Now the black folks say, you know, Trump is racist. Well, how you know Trump is a racist? Well, that's what they said on TV. That's what I heard on TV. I read it on the internet. That's the only facts you got. Like you, like Trump called you out of your name in front of the building last night or something. He's a racist. Like Trump hung your daddy or something. They believe what they're told. Watch how your older parents will try start telling you what is factual about Trump that they heard on TV. Well, you know, that Trump, you know, the Russians gave him the election. You know that? Oh, yeah, how you know that? I was in the Don Lemon. Don Lemon was saying the other night. These folk walk around believing anything they're told. And they can shake up the whole works by just telling them things over and over again. That was Hitler's thing. If you say things over and over again long enough, the people will believe it. You know, it's easier to believe a lie with a carnal mind than it is the truth. You have a propensity to believe lies, as a matter of fact. So the Antichrist is that homosexual spirit. It's a totally self-loving spirit. Sodomite spirit is all into itself. That's the very essence of Antichrist. What are examples of some of this stuff that's bringing forth these strong delusions? The black consciousness movement. That's heavy now on black folks. Getting back to your Egyptian roots. Finding out you are Hebrew. All that stuff is enveloping the black consciousness movement. Your blackness. You don't know who you are. You don't know that you're God's chosen people. You don't know that. That's a strong delusion that will sweep you away into all kinds of craziness. Judge not delusion. I just told you about that when they talk about don't judge anything. Feminism is a delusion where you stand up just like blackness is your banner. You being a woman is your banner. I'm a feminist. Above anything, I stand for women's rights above anything. A woman first. A woman should be president. A woman should be the pope. A woman should... Just trying to make a woman the standard for everything. Feminism is a strong delusion. Homosexuality is apparently a delusion. You don't have to even go into that one. The love syndrome, where God is just love without judgment and justice. deep involvement in the law, where the law is brought back into being, and we got to obey the Ten Commandments and Sabbath days and pay tithes, and anything that binds you deep into the law is a strong delusion. Piggybacking on that, lawlessness is a strong delusion, where there is no rulership, there is no government. You do what you want to do and God is fine with it. Those two extremes, law and lawlessness, are both strong delusions. What's the right government? The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that set us free from of the law of sin and death. We're able to be governed by the Holy Ghost, who does not engender lawlessness. He engenders obedience to God's government by nature, by self-willed obedience as you yield to the Spirit. That's not lawlessness. That's being governed by the Holy Ghost. Patriarchal hatred is a strong delusion. You got men that hate men. Men who said we'd be better off with Hillary as president. We should give women authority over us because they're better at managing things. A man can hate himself to the degree that he don't even want to be a man. Like Caitlyn Jenner. What's God's answer is found in Malachi 4, 5, and 6. He says he's going to send Elijah the prophet to turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers and fathers back to the children. So he won't have to curse the earth. What's happening next? What's coming at us down the pike this week? Friday, Trump's inauguration. Going to see continued resistance to him, which is going to parallel continued resistance to the gospel and the church. Out of all of that disarray is going to rise up the cream of the crop in the church. Folk that are not going to be black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, not going to be denominationally bound, going to be a different breed. A new breed of Christian is about to show up that's not anchored to anything. Donald Trump is a physical type of that kind of a person. Not paying homage to anybody, just a renegade. We got to have a renegade church. It's going to appear to be so diametrically opposed that what you know is the status quo, going to be seen as renegades. John the Baptist came as a renegade, followed on his heels by Jesus, who was the ultimate renegade. He was a renegade. They kept trying to get him into some kind of conformity. Jesus, that is not appropriate. What did they tell him? Did you not know you offended the Pharisees and Sadducees? He said, man, I want the wheat to the chaff. I'm kidding about them. He was a renegade because he was led by the Holy Ghost, not by their governing laws and their systems. The Holy Ghost, when he governs you, makes you appear to the nominal Christian who is afraid. You're going to appear as a renegade because they're afraid of conflict. They're afraid to speak the truth. They're afraid to stand on the word of God. So you seem like you're so, you're just so outside of what we're used to. You're just so, I don't know, abrasive. Why don't you just conform? Why don't you just become a part of the status quo? Conformity is the governing law of socialism and communism. Conform. Conform. Be a part of the collective. But see, renegades operate outside of all of that. Renegades make things happen because they're not subject to the prevailing laws of the status quo. That's what they hate about Trump. He's on that Twitter. He keeps on saying stuff that's not appropriate. As defined by whom? That's not presidential. What is that? That's your ability to control a person so they play by your rules. We got to stop playing by the rules of the devil. Remember, if the devil wrote the rule book, you got a bad system of government there that you play by his rules. The devil tell you, you can't say that here. John the Baptist, you can't tell Herod and Herodias that. You're out of order. Now you got to behead him because he had no business telling them that. Nathan, you can't tell David that. That's out of order. See how it works? They're going to tell you what you can or cannot do based on the devil's rule book. See, Trump is a physical type of what the church must become. Somebody outside of the camp, renegades. That's probably a pretty good name. Renegades. Name a ministry then or something. They're renegades. So you see this continued resistance going to take place. The real problem is really the Christians behind the scene. That's what they're really up against. It ain't Trump. It's the Christians. So whenever you hear them talking about what, no, that is not the problem. The brainwashed people are just repeating the mantra of racism. He's a misogynist. He hates women. He hates the Hispanics. That's because they're after the Christian element behind the scenes. And they got to somehow demonize him to make you turn on anything coming down the pike that the Christians generated. You know, look how they interviewed the people placed in a cabinet position. They asked them questions that had nothing to do with their positions. Well, what do you, Secretary of Defense, what's your stand on homosexuals in the military? No, the man told them, I really don't care nothing about two adults and what they do in their marriage bed. My job is to get a fighting force ready for the field to seek and destroy the enemy. I don't care nothing about what they're doing sexually. That's not none of my business. I don't care about that. And the man sitting there, no, it was a lady sitting there like, well, what I'm trying to say is, what's your take? Ma'am, I don't care nothing about what two folk doing. Are they there at 7 o'clock in uniform ready to depart on the mission? That's all I care about. But see, that's the femininity of a question. She's talking to a commander, a man. Old Mad Dog out of the Marines. That's his name, Mad Dog. She's trying to ask him feminine, tender questions, and he got no conception of what she's talking about as far as that junk is concerned. I'm looking at a fighting force. That's all I care about. But see how they're trying to make you bow down to all this perverted sodomite filth to actually explain your stand on this trash. No one cares about this junk. The lady asking Herman, not Herman Cain, what's the guy's name? The doctor. Gonna be the who? Ben Carson, gonna be in charge of HUD. Mr. Carson, let me ask you this question. What are you going to do to make sure not one dime ends up in the hands of the elected president? I mean, no funds at all will get into his businesses or anything he has anything to do with. Can you assure us that not one dime will ever be in the hands of any of the Trump companies during your watch? He said, if I'm helping millions of people and a Trump company makes $10 from it, I really don't care. Well, that's not, can you put in writing that none of,
no.
Ma'am, you want to say, ma'am, listen, this is so stupid what you're asking me. You're asking me theoretically or with some kind of hypothetical question about money getting to Trump. Who would think of this? See, that's the craziness. They're being driven insane by these demons that got their minds just cooking, just in overdrive with nothingness. We're sitting here in America talking about the Russians now. The Russians made you vote for Donald Trump. The Russians. I went into the voting box thinking about the Russians. And what? They didn't vote for Trump. They voted against Hillary. Anybody else that had been running, you wouldn't have seen Trump as the president. Get for real. Matter of fact, when they saw the ballot, they went to the box to stop it. They went. Some people weren't even going to vote, but they saw what was the choice. We got to stop this. I wasn't going to vote, but I'm voting now. That's what did it. I'm being honest. And then there's the people that's sitting there crying that were staunchly behind Hillary. They are the ultimate brainwashed people because they want a Jezebel spirit ruling them. Now, that's ultimate brainwashing. So what we have now is church people that are cowards, that attempt to avoid conflict, and they call the attempt to avoid conflict love. That's a dirty church person there. Your attempt to avoid conflict, like the man who wouldn't tell his mama she was out of order to be a pastor, you call that love, and you're a damnable hypocrite and a liar. You don't want to get into a direct conflict and be diametrically opposed to Satan's warlords, and you're trying to say you love people, and what I'm saying is hatred. That's a lie. If you love me, tell me the truth. The strong desire for pleasure is the driving force behind this. The sodomite spirit is a spirit that is driven by sexual desire, lust, and pleasure. It inspires hatred for God. Like I told you, Trina's album cover is all about sexual avarice and pleasure. Just her butt naked torso is the whole album cover. You can't believe that. I think the Ohio Players did that back in the day. See, they used to always do it with a bald-headed naked woman on the album cover. What's it doing? It's teaching women to solicit worship by using their bodies as a source of sexual pleasure. They want men to worship their physical bodies instead of God. And that's bad. The internet is full of this. Facebook, Instagram, all these different media sites. All these young girls on there in thongs and just all this makeup, all this lipstick, getting their eyebrows arched and all this hair and stuff, and just looking at the camera just. And they're beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, breathtaking. Girl, you slaying them, you killing them. And they live for that every day. They get on the internet, change their profile picture every 10 minutes, you know, on Facebook. Then a thong butt, looking over the back of a thong. You crazy. That, you know, you've been driven insane. But you want worship. You want validation from showing your physical body off to everybody because you got nothing in your head. All you can use is your body to get attention because you're so dumbed down and so arrested in your development that all you got is a naked behind. That's all Trina got. Think about it. Trina came out of the strip clubs, came out of the streets with the Two Live crew down in Miami. She don't have nothing else but that. And now she's transferring that spirit to all these young girls. All they care about is getting a big behind and showing it to folks on the internet. And that's what we got. The rap videos inundating the black community. Why won't one of these politicians say one thing about that? Steve Harvey sits on his show with a crew of five guys discussing how they love oral sex and performing it on women and how women love that and how they love to do it to please their women. And Steve Harvey, they're trying to moderate the discussion. That's sodomites and homosexuals sitting there talking about this with Steve Harvey sitting there as a moderator. That's what we come to. Nobody says a word. How do we get out of this? To wrap it up, the Holy Ghost. You got to receive and be baptized in the Holy Ghost and get some power. What will the Holy Ghost bring to bear in your life? He will translate you into an existence that's based on effortless, organic life. What is that? It means that the Holy Ghost will come on you, conceive Christ and grow him up out of you, and your existence will become effortless. There will be no energy behind it. It's effortless, organic life. You don't have to try to be a dog if you're a dog, try to be a cat if you're a cat, try to fly if you're a bird. You'll just be. Effortlessly a Christian. A lot of discussions at that point will cease. A lot of evaluations and a lot of up and downs and talking back and forth with people will go away. Because my Christian life is effortless. I'll have effortless organic thinking embedded in my mind. Effortless organic doing. What will govern me? The nine fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith will govern my existence. And it'll have no effort behind it. You'll be like somebody that's just around, but none of these things really matter. You can do a supernatural thing for God and it won't even matter to you. You can raise the dead. It don't have no kind of, because you can't find satisfaction on this planet anymore. Once your life is translated to heaven in Christ, there is no satisfaction for you down here, so you stop looking for it. I don't look forward to anything. I just participate with what's in front of me at that given time. I don't get happy, I don't get sad, I just stay middle of the road about everything. None of these things move me, the apostle says. I'm content with or without. I can abound or be abased. I live an effortless, organic life. That's when you're free. You don't belong to anything. You don't support anything. Neither do you stand against anything. I'm just around. I got nothing to prove. I don't need anybody to like me. I don't glory in people hating me. I can be around you and never see you again. It's the eternal organic life of God. It don't have any kind of attachments to anything. I don't need validation from anybody. Some people come into churches and try to have this energy to have a family and we all together and everybody love everybody, and that ain't normal. Something wrong with you. You think that's normal? You can be in an environment with all that's happening, but it ain't that big of a deal to you. You see what I'm saying? You can be in, love everybody, share with everybody, but it's not something that you arrived at, now you're okay because I got this. So you can't be satisfied on this planet if you're for real. None of this stuff can satisfy. No membership anywhere, not belonging to any people groups. Hey man, it's an effortless, organic life imparted by the Holy Ghost. God is always in an eternal state of being. He will transfer that to us, but we just are. Whatever I'm doing, I'm doing that. I'm gonna get through talking, saying this in a minute. Take off this microphone, wrap it up, get my briefcase, walk out to the car, drive down the street. It was what I was doing right now, what I'll be doing then. Hopefully by about 5:30, I will have some form of food in front of me and I will be ingesting it happily. Tonight about 10-ish, 10:30-ish, I'll be in the bed. I'll be watching an old Western, enjoying it, because tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. There's no work. I can goof off all night. You know, you get up and go to work, it don't matter. Look at what you do at work, for real. I mean, you don't care about that stuff. You're not there thinking, I hope the company is making a profit this quarter and I'm doing my part and I want to make sure we're successful. No, you know the little stuff you got to do. You do that little junk you do, and you get out of there at 4:30 every day and you forget it. And you make it from Monday through Friday, and that's all you do. You haven't bought into it like that, where you're all in it like that. Because it can't do it for you. It can't do anything for you. When the Holy Ghost really envelops us and takes us on up higher, miracles can occur, because he knows we won't care about them. When you lose the concern for miracles and power, and they don't validate you and give you some kind of an essence of a being down here, like you're important now you're cleared to perform miracles and have power. Because none of these things, and remember the apostle says, none of these things move me. Nothing. I'm dead to everything and alive only to God. That's the goal of everything. A dunamis tabernacle bathed in power, resting on people who are dead to the flesh and alive to God. Folks who come here looking for validation and membership, they're going to find nothing but frustration. Because they came to join the Mickey Mouse Club. They want some mouse ears and want to be one of the Mouseketeers. Look, man. You come here, I tell you, if you're moving to Atlanta to come to Dunamis Tabernacle, when you get here, nobody's going to care nothing about you like that. We love everybody, appreciate everybody, fellowship with everybody, but nobody's going to be all into you. Nobody will look for you to conform to anything. Nobody will be resting on every little thing you say and do, trying to check on you. You never try to get any, to know anybody better. Just be you. And God will draw to you the people that are supposed to be your friends in your circle all by himself. Everybody's not called to walk with everybody else. As far as a real close circle, Jesus had 12 disciples. Out of those 12, he had 3 close ones. Peter, James, and John. Out of those 3, he had a very close one, John, the apostle that Jesus loved. That's the way life is. Everybody's not going to be paralleling where you're going and be able to actually sign off on who you are and walk with you like that. You can have a multitude of friends, but you got closer friends. Then you got maybe a closest couple of friends. That's the way it is. But somebody sitting around, they got a little clique. Look at them, they always. Well, why don't you just get some friends? And to have friends, show yourself friendly. You just into yourself still. Still bound by self. And just the outside of looking in at life. I found with my life, you know, I really had to be around nobody. I have a pretty good time by myself, really. I go. My wife do it all the time. She goes, where you at? I'm up here in Buckhead eating. That's who you will. I'm up here by myself. I just wanted lunch, so I drove up here to Papa Doe's or the fish market, and I'm over here eating this bass, this Chilean sea bass. Well, if that's the case, I only have one thing to tell you. Get me a takeout tray. Bring me some calamari while you're up there, you know. Hey. You learn to fly solo. And if peradventure somebody else just happened to be around, it's all right. You don't need anybody, therefore you can fellowship with everybody. This is the day of the degenerate, reprobate mind. The reprobate mind is the result of the strong delusions. You might be looking to see now, be watchful of this, pending file again, a strong upsurge of discussions about UFOs and extraterrestrials. I mean, imagine a world that's standing against UFOs and we got to come together because they're extraterrestrials in our midst. Or imagine a world that embraces UFOs and extraterrestrials. You don't know what the devil is cooking back in the kitchen. But sooner or later, the chef going to bring that stuff out to the table. And we're going to be looking at a world gone mad. Read Revelation. Revelation paints the picture of a world gone mad. Anarchy. Insanity. Bathed in utopia. Peace and safety. Everybody taken care of. No racism. No discrimination. Tolerance for every gender type. Universal acceptance. Inclusiveness. We are all a global village. We're all loved by God because we're all incorporated into God. We arrived at a universal consciousness that is God. That can incorporate everybody. This Jesus only stuff. Mm-mm. These people are discriminatory. They're exclusive. Our problem is the same problem that Nero sold to the Romans. The Christians burned Rome. That's what they're going to say. They're going to say the Christians in our midst. They have been up there with Trump giving him advice. And you see how they put shackles on us. You see how we had made all the advancements in homosexuality with Obama in the White House. How they had incorporated the homosexual in everything. And we had been accepted by the masses as being valid participants in the American dream. And now they came with those dirty, divisive, discriminatory Christians and got in that man's ear. And now hatred and racial division and filth has come back to our streets because of those dirty, filthy, stinking, Jesus-loving Christians. They are the damnable plague on our society, and they must be eradicated. That's going to be the prevailing spirit now. You can't feel that thing. When you say something and they're offended because my brother's a homosexual. My daughter's a lesbian. I don't like what you're saying. And the thing that get them is they're going to hell. And they don't want that said out loud. They got to eradicate, just like Carlton Pearson did, the existence of hell. He said there is no hell. There is no devil. God saved everybody 2,000 years ago on the cross, and nobody's damned. That's a strong delusion. And that guy was a tongue-talking Pentecostal guy, graduated from Oral Roberts University. And he fellowshiped with homosexuals. And it drove him crazy. And he's got that homosexual thing draped all over him now. Purpose-driven life is a delusion. I can keep going on and on. Charles Lawson teaches some good messages until he gets to the Holy Ghost. And he drops off into a delusion. John MacArthur, a cessationist, saying the Holy Ghost and the gifts have ceased, is in a delusion. Charles Stanley is in a delusion. All of these are strong delusions, and these are mainstream, mainline, denominational teachers that people think are valid, and they're in a strong delusion. You better get to God for yourself. Turn that plate over and get full of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. And having done all to stand therefore, because you're going to be a saint standing against a sodomite invasion. As these things come out of the woodwork, they've already got chimeras that they created in the laboratory where they mixed in human DNA with mice, apes, pigs, and rats. And they got human DNA. They're growing human organs in these chimeras. Hey, amen. That's Planet of the Apes stuff right there. All of a sudden, you can be walking by the zoo and an ape gonna look through the bars and say, "Hey, you got a banana?" Science fiction might just become science fact. You start entering the gene pool, you just breached the forbidden zone that God won't tolerate. Remember now, the strong delusion leads to what Jesus said, the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Sodomy and the fallen angels eroding away the gene pool. They crossed over. Daniel says they mixed themselves with the seed of man. They got into the gene pool. When you get a different kind of life type other than what God created, God destroys that civilization. This time it's going to be global. Play with it if you want to. Laugh all you want to. You better prepare your mind for things that the world has never seen before. We got to get our minds in the middle of the road to stay even keel. No matter what breaks out around us, I'm balanced. I'm not reactionary. I'm in the middle of the road. I just put a lot of things in the pending file in your mind, so when things occur, you won't just be, "I can't believe." You see, you can't get like that. Whatever happens, it happens. Save as many as you can. Get out when your time is due. Go by way of the guillotine, by way of the gunshot wound, the blunt trauma to your head, shotgun blast to the face, hanging, whatever way you leave is good. Because you're just living to live again. This is the time of the strong delusion. So therefore, I caution you, wake up. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. God, transfer to these minds of ours the totality of your revelation, that we can see the big picture and be aware of what's going on. Everything that glitters is not gold. Everything that seems to be is not what it looks like. God, we need another kind of a mind to deal with this. This is a wearying life if you just lock into it, God. There's so many things going on with people's minds. And people have become so irate and so crazy about what they ingest. You are what you eat spiritually, just like you are physically. And these people are ingesting so much battery acid and all kinds of raw, filthy, crazy, contaminated junk that their thinking has become eroded away and damaged. God, in Jesus' name, look at the situation with family members represented here. What they become, where they live, how they live. Not even raised like this. You end up fornicating animal. Oh, lesbian, a homosexual, somebody hanging around, drug addict, drinking liquor, looking at porno at the strip joint. I mean, how you get to this? unless there's a demonic force that's just driving you and tempting you and compelling you. God, grace and mercy is still available to the human race. Interdict, God. Bind the witchcraft workers and the sorcerers. Be a swift witness against the witchcraft workers. Bind the forces of the devil. Intervene. Have compassion. I mean, extend a hand, God. I mean, even in spite of us, in spite of what we do, extend a hand and save souls right on anyway. That makes you greater than the devil. Your ability to save souls and have compassion makes you greater than the devil. That your goodness overwhelms his evil. God, look down on people like the Ninevites who are downtrodden and out of the way and save them in spite of themselves. Our sons, our daughters, our grandkids, people in all kinds of positions. We pray for President Trump as he goes in office. God, give him the mind of the learning. Give him a direction. Don't let the powers that be overwhelm him and make him bow the knee to them. Just stand there and be Trump crazy enough to say whatever you want to say. And I say amen. If it's diametrically opposed to the devil's empire. God, we need somebody that's radical, that's a renegade now. Because the devil's like a roaring lion trying to destroy everybody. And he's betting on and banking on nobody will say anything back to him. We need somebody that will step up, stand up, and speak up under these austere conditions. The faint of heart are not faint of heart. They're evil. They're not weak. They're evil. They're not in awe of what we're saying. They're not saying we're unloving. They're evil. That's evil talking that does not want a confrontation to take place to expose the evil inside of them. God, give us more intestinal fortitude to say boldly the words necessary to set souls free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to Wednesday, we're going to go on a quick fast Wednesday and Thursday, headed toward this inauguration. There's about to be a spiritual world war. It's no telling what will happen around that inauguration. The saints had to pray over the elections. The saint has to provide the barrier that's not going to be penetrated as this thing goes forward. Men ought always to pray and not faint. You can't grow weary in well-doing. You got to stay down against the adversaries. These politicians don't understand demonic powers and fallen angels and Satan. They have no idea what's going on. The saints of God must war a productive warfare against these forces. So we'll be going on a fast Wednesday and Thursday this week, culminating Friday after the inauguration, which will be that morning, I believe. That Friday evening we'll break it, but just warring against the forces around Washington. People are taking busloads of folks up there to demonstrate. This is going to be a very contentious time in American history that might parallel the 50s and 60s during the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement, or the Civil War too, if you go back a little further. But the Civil Rights Movement, it was always volatility every day. Somebody with water hoses being turned on. Somebody with German shepherds loosed on them. Somebody being shot, hung. There's no telling what the devil will do to set this thing up to bring a pseudo peace to bear over the country when they say peace and safety right before the swift destruction hits. So we're going to stand in the gap for one purpose, souls to be saved. Out of all the tenacious fights and all the tumultuous times, our job is to bring in these souls. Pray for Dunamis Tabernacle, not the building, not another stupid church or ministry, but for some people that mean business, willing to conglomerate and amalgamate to get it done. See, Dunamis Tabernacle is not a building. Dunamis Tabernacle are people that are different from the status quo. We're not interested in a stupid building. We're interested in the people in it that mean business. The tabernacle is never about brick and mortar. So you got to change. See, unless you change your way of thinking, you will never understand what we're doing, because you won't be able to put the puzzle pieces together. Remember, the puzzle pieces are not falling out to disarray. The puzzle pieces are falling together. to finish God's strange work. It's all panning out right. It looks like it's just discombobulated chaos. Everything is right on schedule. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be alive right now, and we wouldn't be saying what we're saying. There is a remnant that remains according to God's election that will do this, and we appeal to those people only. We don't want dead weight sitting around not knowing what's going on, trying to tag along and get along and trying to look like. We want self-contained, organic people who have grown into this thing for themselves, that if everybody dies, I'm still able to do the job by myself. That's what you need for this. This is a different kind of a church person. Remember, Dunamis Tabernacle, support at www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Remember, prayer tonight and every night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The prayer group is held down by 8 to 10 people every night, as all these folk just listen, but they don't do anything. Trapped by that dirty, filthy, worldly spirit. A lot of instances is nothing but the seed bed of the sodomite spirit still got you chained. Man, ask God to break those chains off your mind so you can be a participant in the body of Christ and not a spectator. The prayer line every night, 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Remember the conference, June 1st through 4th. Registration open now. Same www. Omega Ministries website for registration. Get registered now, because we're going to be moving fast once June rolls around. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Whatever you do, stay free. Stay out of religious mess. Stay out of unfruitful discussions. And whatever you do, for God's sake, stay out of the devil's matrix. See you back here next week. Have a good week.